The brother of a Ballymena man who's been missing for 2 weeks says the whole family's heartbroken. Johnny Bones, who's 32, was last seen on Wednesday the 1st of April in the car park of the Royal Court Hotel in Portrush. His brother Richard has been talking to our reporter Lisa McAllister.
Johnny was a very likeable character, you know. He was very big into his gym and his cars and his motorbikes, doing them up, fixing them, playing with his kids. He's very, very family orientated, you know. Fun-loving guy as well, you know, but definitely a big family man. So it's completely out of character for him to be out of contact for this length of time.
When was the last time you talked to him?
It would have been Tuesday evening, the day before he went missing, which would have been the 1st of April. I called over to his house and talked to him, and, well, he seemed in good health and, you know, very chatty. And
nothing gave you cause for alarm?
No, not one thing at all. No, not one thing at all. Definitely not.
At what point then did you begin to think something was amiss?
Well, when he hadn't contacted me for a couple of days, usually within a couple of days, he's always sent me a message or phoned me or something, you know. Probably the Friday morning, I would have thought there was something amiss, you know.
And in that time, he hasn't been in touch with not just you, but any of his children?
No, he hasn't been in touch with anybody, which is more heartbreaking than anything else, you know, because he loved his kids to bits. So to not be in contact with them is completely out of character. He's six kids there, he loves them to bits.
What's it been like for you as a family, being in limbo, I suppose, just not knowing?
Well, it's very hard. As I say, the family are all devastated not to have heard from him. Johnny loved his family, He was a huggy and kissy kind of fella, you know, and even myself, which is the big brother, you know, he'd always give me a hug before he left, manly hug albeit, you know. It makes it harder to cope with, you know, so.
And what are your worst fears sitting here today?
Worst fears, the same as everybody's worst fear, that he might not come back, but we're not even dwelling on that fact, you know. We're just hoping and praying he's out there safe and well. There's something keeping him from coming back, and we don't know what it is, but we just want to let him know that it doesn't matter what it is.
If he is in a situation where he's listening to this, what would you say to him?
I'd just say, Johnny, come home. Your kids miss you. Your family misses you. And it doesn't matter how hard it is you think it is to come back. You've always got an open door. Always. I'm at the end of a phone, no matter how late at night or early in the morning it is, you know I'm always at the end of the phone, so just give me a phone call. Even if it's only to say you're safe and well.
Are you concerned that he may have fallen victim to foul play or anything like that?
None whatsoever, no. No. It hasn't even crossed my mind. Johnny might have been in a vulnerable position in his own mind, but I know for a fact there's no other third-party involvement in this. Johnny's a missing person, and we just want to focus on getting him home and safe and getting him better, if that is the case, you know. So any information out there at all from anybody that has seen him? He was last seen up on CCTV in the North Coast, in Portrush, to be specific, you know, and that's the last positive sighting we have from him. There has been other possible sightings, but nothing definite as yet. But the North Coast is where everything is focused and where we want everything to be focused at the minute, you know. So, but any other possible sightings, I'd be glad to hear them. And even if they're as far-fetched as you think they might be, they're always nice to know.
If there's anybody sitting there today then wondering, did they maybe see Johnny? Describe him for us. Was he distinctive in any way?
Yes, Johnny was 5'8", 5'9", cropped dark hair, scar on his right eyebrow, tattoos both arms, muscular build. As I say, he was into his gym and his fitness. And we just want him home. And if you see him or anybody that even looks particularly like him, get in contact with me and we'll follow up that investigation, or ring the 101 number for the police, the non-emergency number, and they'll follow up that investigation. Johnny's a young lad. He's only 32 years of age, but from old ladies in their 80s to young people, have been messaging me saying how much they like Johnny, how likeable he was. They can't believe what's happened. They can't believe he's been missing for so long. So when he sees it, he'll be overwhelmed with the amount of support that him and the family have had. So all the more reason to get home.
Well, we're going to do our best to help here. I've been speaking to Detective Chief Inspector Tracy McGeehan about Johnny's last known movements.
Well, we know that Johnny headed up to the Port Rush area, and we know that he was driving a red Volkswagen Golf, and its registration is R30VRG, and he parked the car in the Royal Court Hotel in Port Rush. He was there somewhere between approximately 2 o'clock on the 2nd of April. So if anyone has seen that car or anyone was at the Royal Court Hotel in Port Rush between 2 and 2.30 on the afternoon of the 2nd, police would like to hear from them, and we would ask you to ring in on the new non-emergency number 101.
And has he been seen since? Any possible sightings?
We have had a number of sightings, some in and around the Port Rush area and some in Belfast. We followed those up, and we are at this stage don't believe the sightings we have had in Belfast are of Johnny. So the last confirmed sighting we have of him is actually on the Wednesday afternoon at the Royal Court Hotel in Port Rush.
And presumably you will have looked, Detective Chief Inspector, to see if he's been withdrawing any money.
Yes, we do. A missing person inquiry, we follow a number of lines just about how the person lives, their normal habits, where they go, their friends, their finances, and that's all routine in these sorts of investigations.
Has any money been withdrawn?
It doesn't appear to have, no.
And there has been some speculation that paramilitaries may be involved. Have you ruled that out?
Well, we have nothing to suggest that is the case. But if anyone does have any information to that effect, then we will certainly investigate it. And I would ask you again to contact the police.
OK, maybe just finally you could give us a description of Johnny Bones.
Well, Johnny's 32 years old. He's about 5'9" tall. He's stocky. He's got short or shaved dark hair and tattoos on both arms. When he was last seen, he was wearing a navy hooded top, dark blue tracksuit bottoms and black and white Nike Air Max trainers.